It's not because single people are not important, and we understand divorces happen, but the health of marriages is especially important to fellowship.
我这样说并不是说单身的不重要，或者是婚姻中后来离婚的弟兄姐妹们也不重要，而是说这个婚姻的本身对教会是至关重要。The
first and foremost characteristic of the marriage is that it is not a legal partnership.
我们最重要的要理解的一点，婚姻不仅仅是一纸的婚书的问题。Partnerships
are contracts with rules about the parties involved.
因为这个世上的伙伴关系呢，都是有一个合同的，然后呢，彼此呢有一些固定的，非要做到的事情才可以。It's
a negotiated thing and a legal document saying this one has these rights, this one has these rights, and somehow they work together and it's legally defined.
这种法律的关系是说，A方要做这些事情，B方要做那些事情，然后他们才能有一个关系。The
first characteristic of marriage is that each one defers to the other.
婚姻的第一个关系是每一个人都是要让对方。It's
interesting because the basic fundamental is true for brother-brother, brother-sister, sister-sister.
因为这个关系你仔细想起来，是这个关系是在教会里整个的关系，弟兄与弟兄之间，姐妹与姐妹之间。You
read the scripture in Ephesians 5.
你如果看以弗所书第五章，You
began with verse 20, which is appropriate.
啊，是非常好。你们今天是从第二十节开始的，是非常的好。And
understand, only in Christ can this reach a fulfillment. Without Him, it doesn't work.
所以呢，这些事情都是从主来的，没有耶稣是不可能。Now
understand, I've had this question before.
我也理解，我以前听到过这样的问题。Marriages
happen all the time.
啊，婚姻到处都有。
Breakups of marriage and breakups between brother, 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 sister, and sister, sister happen all the time too.
婚姻常常会有破裂，然后弟兄与弟兄的关系，姐妹与姐妹的关系也常常破裂。You
must remember when that began.
你要一定要记住我们是从哪里开始的。Genesis
chapter 3.
是从创世纪三章。这不是一个特别的事。It's
the way we are without Jesus.
在第三章就能看到，没有耶稣，我们的关系会变成什么样子。And
those fundamentals ripple all through the scriptures.
所以这些基本的那个要理的话，在整个的圣经里面都到处是彰显出来。And
the way and the picture of marriage is also pictured in this portion of scripture that you read.
所以呢，这个婚姻的图像呢，在刚才读的那段经文里面就能够展现出来。So
before I go into the other scriptures, I want to read one again.
他说，在我读其他的之前，我要把这一段再读一遍。Now
Ephesians chapter 5 is one of those chapters where after you read it, you want to know how can I possibly live like this.
以弗所书第五章是很困难的，读完了之后你会想，这怎么可能做得到呢？
It's a good question, and the answer is we cannot without Christ.
这是一个很好的问题，答案是没有基督是根本不可能。
But when you finally get to the end of chapter 5, in verse 32 and 33, we have a reflection of what is said in Genesis chapter 2.
我们就可以想到是当年在创世纪第二章的时候怎么说起来。So
the heart of God gets expressed in a fresh way.
所以神的心意是一个崭新的方式向我们展现出来。
After Genesis is quoted, it says, this mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
32节说到，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。Which
means marriage is the way God pictures and shows for us a picture to each other of Christ and the church.
所以婚姻其实是神话的一个图。 是什么图呢？就是教会跟基督之间的关系。Now
it's not just because I've been married a long time.
并不是因为我结婚时间长了。With
my late wife.
我的前妻。And
now, of course, with Faylene.
现在和菲琳在一起。It's
not because I'm a promoter of marriage, because that's not what actually our ministry is about.
他说我并不是一个就是说怎么说呢是帮着改善婚姻的一个施工。
But the Lord spends almost all of Genesis 2nd chapter to speak of that relationship.
但是不要忘了神在那个创世纪第二章几乎用整章来讲这件事情。
And then in Ephesians 5th chapter, he speaks of it again.
所以在以弗所第五章的时候他又讲到婚姻的事情。
There's something about the giving of Christ, his giving himself for us, that becomes a picture between he and us as members of his body.
所以呢耶稣是怎么爱我们的他是为了我们舍命。
And then the final statement is so simple, so plain. After he says that, he says, however, let each of you love his wife as himself, and the wife see that she respects her husband.
在第32节讲了这么深奥之后 ,33 节其实是无比的简单。他说然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样妻子也当敬重他的丈夫。
And you know from his commands in John, where he says, I give you a new commandment, because it's in Christ, love one another.
啊，就像在约翰福音里面讲的，是我要给你一条新命令，就是要彼此相爱。
So all you have to do is put those two things together, plus Genesis, and you have a picture of a covenant, which is marriage.
所以你能把，如果把这些经文和约翰福音和创世纪都放在一起的话，你们就能看到。婚姻是一个爱的约。
If you go back to the Genesis 2nd chapter,
如果我们到创世纪第二章
2:18,
第二章第十八节
The Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
耶和华说那人独居不好。
Now, before I go further, 2 years ago, I met a lady again who I knew from my past. I've known her for 40 years, 50 years.
So, 两年之前我认识了我见到了一个女士我认识她有40多年了。
She was married to a man who I highly respected, and that man and his wife came to our home and did a, home group for about 8 or 9 months.
哦，他说，他的先生非常的好，他们两个人呢，以前常常到我们家里来，我们一起有一个细胞小组。
So I knew where they stood, I knew what their lives were like.
所以我知道他们的信仰，也知道他们的生活是怎么样。
He went to be with the Lord, but she's still getting around at 97.
先生已经去世了，但是太太现在97岁，还是很活跃。
We had a get together, and she came up to me and she says, "Roland, I have to talk to you."
啊，然后他们在一起的时候，那个女士走过来说 ，Roland， 我要跟你讲一件事情。
She says, "I'm so glad that you're married."
她说我好开心你现在是结婚的。
She says, "I had been praying for you because it's not good for you to be alone."
她说我一直为你祷告，因为你一个人不好。
And she loved my late wife very much.
啊，她认识我以前去世的那个太太。
And I had resolved to be alone.
然后我太太去世之后，我其实想一个人也蛮好的。
So had Feline.
其实我现在的太太 Feline 也没有觉得需要。
But even at that age, with that experience, this woman, who's a woman of God, prayed.
但是就在我们年纪都这么大了，然后我们的配偶都去世了，她还记得为我祷告，要希望我能够认为我一个人不好。
So it doesn't take long before the subject gets personal.With me, but also with you.
所以呢，这个事情呢，其实是蛮个人化的。
Something in the heart of God knows that the general natural state of human beings is that marriage will occur and be fruitful.
啊，所以在神的心意当中，神是认为婚姻是一个顺理成章的事情，是要结果子的一件事情。
And 2:18 expresses that in that.Verse.
所以在创世纪第二章十八节，神就表达了他的心意。
That means it's a reasonable expectation for most people to desire a husband or a wife.
所以呢，如果有人想要结婚呢，是一个非常正常的事情。
And so that's perfectly natural. So if you're single and that is one of your desires, that's okay. You're all right.
所以你如果是单身，希望找配偶的话，说明你是没有什么问题的，很正常。
And yet, of course, there are those that the Lord has called to be single.
但是呢, 神也是叫了一些人, 成为单身。
They're not in a majority, but he does call some people to be single.
这不是一个大部分的, 但是神有的时候是会这样呼召的。
But then guess where the best and most safe place to be is?
但是你们猜猜看, 最安全的地方在哪里呢?
It's usually in the confines or in a relationship with a family or a husband and a wife.
啊, 但是一般呢, 是一个家庭, 啊, 一个先生跟太太, 是比较安全的一个地方。
So Phelim says, are you a young woman? Yes. She says, seek an older woman, especially one, if you know one, who's married.
啊, 所以说如果是单身的女性,是建议是你找一个比较年长的,一个爱神的女士。
When I was a brand new Christian, two families opened their homes to a bunch of us young men and a few ladies, and it was health to us.
所以在我们年轻的时候,就有两个年长的比较家庭,他们开放家庭,欢迎我们年轻人来,所以我们有一个可以商量的地。So
the marriage has effects that goes much farther than just the relationship between the husband and the wife.
所以我们不要以为婚姻其实就是两个人的事情,其实这个家庭对属灵来说是有很大的意义。
That is pertinent to you as a church, because you minister to those who have a similar cultural background as you at the university.
所以呢，这个事情对我们教会是很有意义的，因为我们是要把我们的这个在神里面的形象展现给这个大学周围的人来看。And
there are some examples in the scripture.
啊，在那个圣经里面有一些例子。
This one I didn't put in here, but think, there's a man in the New Testament who was very godly, respected Jesus Christ, taught fervently.
在这个圣经里面有一个年轻人,非常的爱主,说话也说得非常的热情。
And one couple took him aside and told him about the things that he didn't know about and strengthened him.
然后呢,有一对夫妻呢,就把他拿,叫到一边,给他讲了很多,属神的真理。Who
is that?
这个人是谁?
It's Apollos in Acts.
是谁? Who, sorry, who it is?
Apollos in Acts.
哦,是亚波罗?
And it's Aquila and Priscilla who helped him.
哦,是那个染紫色布的那对夫妻,帮助了他。
And so there are examples both in my life and in my friends' lives and probably in yours. If the Holy Spirit begins to move and bring in new believers, their safe place is in your homes.
所以如果神把一些新信主人带到我们这里,我们开放家庭,欢迎他们是非常重要的事情。
When someone is distressed, then it's a safe place around your table.
所以呢,当有些人感到很紧张的时候呢,跟一对夫妻讲话的时候,他们会感到很放松。
And the strength of that safe place is because of the relationship between a husband and a wife.
但是这个家庭的力量是因为夫妻的关系非常的好。
And the Lord, of course, in 2:18 says, it's a picture of Christ and the church.
所以呢,所以这个2章18节,所彰显的就是耶稣跟教会的关系。
In the Gospels, you have it affirmed.
所以呢,你们所认识的福音,
I'll bring your attention to one in Matthew 19.
所以呢,让我们看一看马太福音第9章。
Now, I'm not talking or speaking of the problems and issues around divorce today.
但是我今天要讲的并不是说要讲离婚的事情本身。
But nevertheless, the scriptures and the gospels concerning divorce also underline what we read in Genesis.
但是这段关于耶稣关于离婚的评论是跟原来那个创世纪是非常重要的有联系的。
So if you look at Matthew 19,
所以马太福音第19章,
and Jesus answers the question to the Pharisees.
耶稣回答法利赛人的一个问题。
This is why Genesis and why I teach biblical creation.
为什么我喜欢教圣经的创造论?
Because if you lose these fundamentals, then your culture begins to break down.
如果你没有这样的根基的话,那整个的信仰就会崩溃。
Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What, therefore, God has joined together, let not man separate.
所以呢，耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。神，所以神配合的人不可分开。
Now in particular, Pharisees wanted to know, wanted latitude to be able to divorce on demand, whenever they wanted.
所以耶稣的回答是对法利赛人的一个斥责，因为法利赛人问的是，我可不可以随便就可以离婚这件事情。
Jesus follows in a verse a little further down, in verse 8.
啊，所以在第八节的时候，耶稣又讲了更多的。
Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so.
啊，因为是在犹太律法里面是可以离婚的，但是耶稣解释说，摩西因为你们的信硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
There are plenty of other scriptures to go to, but essentially, Christ means to redeem us, and part of that redemption is the strength and the peace that comes when a husband and wife are married and are doing it properly as unto him.
所以呢，神的救赎里面有一个很重要的部分，就是夫妻之间这个充满了和平、充满了力量的关系。
Now, I'm sensitive to divorce. I'm very sensitive to it because I know friends, including my wife, because she was married once and a man began to sleep with this one, sleep with this one, sleep with this one, sleep with this one. He destroyed the covenant.
他说我是对这个课题，这个话题是很敏感的，因为我也认识很多离过婚的朋友们，包括我的现在的妻子，他的第一次婚姻就很不成功，因为那个男人总是在外面沾花惹草，一个又一个，一个又一个，一个又一个，他破坏了这个婚姻的契约。
It's part of the testimony that she has. It was a very hard couple of years.
所以那几年他是非常痛苦的。
Covenant breaking is something that the enemy does. Covenant making is something that Christ does.
所以撒旦的心意是毁约。但是神的心意是建立我们之间的约。
She came out of that situation, and it caused her to go to Christ.
所以腓力在走出那段婚姻之后，他就认识了神。
It led to recommitment. It led to a lot of things, but eventually led to marriage with my friend Jean.
所以呢，在他走出这段事情之后，他跟神的关系越来越近，也。引领他认识的就是他最近去世的先生叫 Jean。
There are all sorts of problems related to those kinds of things, and the Lord makes provision for them. But the general thing I want you to remember is Christ is intimately involved in wanting covenant making.
所以说我要跟大家讲的是离婚它是怎么说呢不是一个僵硬的律法神他自然有他的心意。但是我要跟你们讲的是神起初的心意婚姻是真的是要两个人在成为一体。
And the subject does go to singles and those called to be single because he says, brethren, as he spoke to his disciples, love one another.
啊他说就算是那些单身的人耶稣也已经跟他们说了就是兄弟们你们要彼此相爱。
Now he says it's a new command.
这是一个新的命令。
How can it be a new command when it's in the Old Testament?
啊，他是说在旧约里面怎么会是新的命令呢
？Because Christ's broken body, life given for us, is the avenue, the only avenue by which the redemption can occur.
啊，这个救赎的唯一的可能性就是耶稣他破碎自己的身体为我们舍命。
So then, even in a marriage.Sometimes only one spouse knows Jesus.
啊，就是有的婚姻里面只有一个配偶是认识神的。
It's not uncommon for that to happen. That means that the work of Christ in that spouse, husband or wife, will affect the rest of the atmosphere.
啊，就算是这样的话，神在这一位配偶身上的工作，嗯，就能让这个婚姻跟属世的婚姻完全不一样。
And when both know Jesus Christ, it becomes even more full.
当两个人都认识神的时候，这个婚姻就更加的丰满，更加的美好。
Because very much marriage is like a threefold cord.
啊，所以呢，其实婚姻呢是一个三角的一个关系。
And we have opportunity to have Him or Christ be the primary cord.
但是呢，神是这个三角关系里面最重要的那个点。
If you've ever seen a simple rope, there'll be two strands, and it's got some strength to it.
如果我们想想绳子的话，有的时候是两股绳子拧在一起，它有一定的力量。
But if it's three, and Christ is the center cord.It's extremely strong.
但是如果是一个三股的绳子，然后当中那股是耶稣基督的话，是永不可断的绳，那这个绳子就非常的结实。
And it's a simple picture of what can happen when two begin to relate to Christ and then to each other in a covenant.
所以大家可以想象一下，如果双方都认识神的话，这个婚姻是多么的牢不可破。
And His redemptive work, of course, even for a bunch of disciples that are single. He says, love one another because the world then will know.
Yeah, 就算是单身的话，他也跟他的门徒们说你们只要彼此相爱，这个世界就会知道神。
It's a testimony to Jesus Christ that Sid and I, for instance, Sid Langrell, have been friends for 40, 50 years.
啊，这就是我们的见证。比如说我跟那个Sid, 是很好的弟兄，很多很多年了。
So you have long-standing friendships in Christ. They mean something.
所以呢，这么长久的友谊是有很大的意义的。
But still, the picture of Christ in the church is also a picture of marriage and vice versa.
所以呢，基督跟教会的这个图就是在还是在婚姻里面表达出来。
If we could go to Malachi.Easy to find, it's the last book in the Old Testament.
所以呢，我让我们到旧约的最后一本书《马拉基书》。
And you must remember that the Israelites, several hundred years before Christ, there was no prophet.
在几百年之间，那时候还没有先知。
Some would call it the dark years.
所以那是黑暗的时间。
Spiritually broken down.
他们的灵命都已经崩溃了。
And this is not the only place where this sentiment is expressed, but it's a very key one.
这虽然不是唯一的一个地方，但这是一个很重要的一段经文。
He's speaking to faithless men.
他跟那些不忠的男人说话。
And this is how he terms it.
他这么说。
We can start down in 14. But you say, why does he not? Why does the Lord not listen? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of his spirit in their union.
说你们还说这是为什么呢？因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。
And the Lord also speaks of the fact that children was one of the things he expected as a result, godly children.
他还认为就是作为一个夫妻的话，应该是要教养属神的孩子们。
But the part I really want to point to is the fact that the Spirit of the Lord in Scripture says, when there's a covenant and I'm involved, I truly am involved.
神的意思说，在这个婚姻的契约当中，我是真真实实的存在的。
And so I encourage, and so does Faileen, we encourage couples. I did it with my late wife. Jean and Faileen did it also.
所以在以前呢是吉英和斐琳，我跟我以前的太太琳达，还有现在我跟斐琳一起，经常鼓励年轻的夫妻们。
Let God be a part of the covenant.
让神成为你婚姻之约的中保。
Seek after Him in your covenant.
让神在你的约当中。
Because it brings forth fruit that nothing else can do.
因为神在你婚姻当中可以结很多很多的果子。
And farther than just children.
啊，比生小孩还要重要。
I mentioned that it's a safe place for families.
啊，所以这样的家庭是一个很安全的一个地方。
And if you're in a climate like I am in the Philippines, where there's many orphan children,
啊，如果你是像我们一样在菲律宾有很多的孤儿，
the absence of one or both parents makes such a large impact on that child.
你们知不知道这些小孩子，有的是失去一方一个父母，有的是失去两个父母，对他们的影响有多么的大？
Likewise, do not kid yourselves when there is a divorce.It affects the children.
然后呢，如果是有离婚的话，对小孩子影响也是非常非常大的。
And that's why, for instance, I'll embarrass her, but the reason Yi and Lydia are doing so well is because Yi has invested in her daughter in Christ, though she was divorced. She invests, and that investment is because she respects and fears God.
所以呢，我要讲一讲任耶的事情。他在最困难的时候，他还是把他的孩子莉莉亚总是带在神的当中。所以莉莉亚还真是在属灵当中，真是在健康的成长。
And I was a friend of Wayne, so though the marriage broke because of unfaithfulness, she remembers the faithfulness of God and invests in her daughter.
虽然 Wayne 背弃了这个约，但是他在最痛苦的时候还是记得。把莉迪亚带到神的面前。
I'm sorry, I know I'm embarrassed to you, but it's a good example, and I know other examples like that. So the covenant becomes so important, and the Lord invests and protects children through the covenant. If one, even if one spouse leaves, the one who retains faith and continues to walk, it affects, it still permeates those children.
所以你们看到神的中保有多么的重要。虽然当中有一个人。背信弃义离开，神还是保守这样的一个婚姻，可以让在留下来的这个配偶和小孩，他们的在属灵的保护是非常的美好。
Then when the children grow, they have a choice to make.
所以当小孩子长大的时候，他们可以做他们的决定。
Do they trust the Creator?
他们是不是相信创造的主
？Do they trust the Covenant Maker?
他们相不相信那个立约的主
？Or do they not?
还是他们不相信。
So it becomes a safe place if the covenant is working, especially for family.
所以你们看到有主的这个约是多么的安全，是多么的美好。
In my personal experience, most relationships that become friends with unbelievers, that's where they begin to ask the serious questions about Christ.
所以是有的时候跟不信的人在一起相处的时候，他们有的时候这样，他们就会问起基督的事情。
Even an evangelist, if a world famous evangelist, a Chinese evangelist comes and visits the church,
就算是有一个非常有名的布道家说来，如果来我们的教会的话
，and 10 people get saved,
有十个人得救。
If you check the history of those 10 people,
如果你看看这个十个人的历史。
All the evangelist has done is be there at the right time and the right place and preach the gospel.
所以那个传道人的工作就是在正确的时候、正确的地方来讲神的话语就可以了。
But there's almost always a series of circumstances already occurring in those 10 people.
但是在这之前已经有很多很多的事情在这些人的身上发生。
And usually it's because they know somebody or know a family or have been in a home.Or someone has shared with them about the Lord.
因为这些人多半是在一些家庭当中，他们看到一些夫妻的关系，看到听到他们讲神的工作。
The strength of a husband and wife can really help young believers.
所以，夫妻之间的婚姻的力量的话，对年轻的信徒是非常有帮助的。
And that's why.It's the safest place also for widows and orphans.
所以家庭对于孤寡的人，还有对 孤儿都是很有帮助。
I want you to consider something.
我要你想一想。
Now I know what it's like in the Philippines, where I am.
我知道在菲律宾是怎么样的。
But let's take 100 families in the United States. Average 100 families.
让我们看一看在美国的100个家庭。
Over 50% of them come from either broken homes or something traumatic.
至少有 50% 是破碎的家庭或者有非常大的悲剧。
And let's just say half of those were children or are children.
很多这里面呢都是小孩子。
Who's going to look after them?
谁来照顾他们呢?
Who's going to invite them into their home?
谁邀请他们到他们的家里去呢?
Who will put them around the table and love on them?
谁会请他们坐在他们的桌边爱他们一起吃饭呢?
Of the 100 families, it's probably the 5 or 10 Christian families.
在这一百个里面是五到十个基督徒的家庭们可以做。
If they have a mind to be covenant making like the Lord makes a covenant with us,They will invite those into their home.
如果他们记得神的爱之约的话，就会邀请这些人到他们的家中。
And just love them.
就爱他们就可以了。
Talk to them.
跟他们讲话。
My biggest job in the Philippines so far has been to tell young ladies, when you get interested in somebody, come talk to me.
他说我现在在菲律宾很大的一件事，因为那些孤儿们也没有人照顾他们，所以他跟那些年轻女孩子说，如果你决定和哪个男孩子你有兴趣的话，带他们来见我。
Because I love the girl.
因为我爱这些女孩子们。
And I want the best for her.
我希望她们找到配偶的话是正确的。
And it just happens to be girls because it's mostly the girls that come to Faylene and me.
为什么女孩多呢？因为女孩子喜欢来找斐琳。
If it's a young man, I would say the same thing.
如果是年轻的男孩子，我也会说同样的话。
Because I'm interested in their covenant having that third most powerful cord.
因为我能够想到的就是要 make sure, 就是保证他们的那个约当中是有神在里面。
And if they're interested in that covenant, I want them to begin to have that posture, to want the Lord.
我希望他们两个人在他们恋爱的时候就已经是能够面向神。
Because his redemption goes far enough to enable a marriage to be redeemed.
因为神的力量能够救赎我们的婚姻。
To come forth.
To produce fruit, 能够往前走，能够结果实。
To make a safe place,
能够变成一个安全的地方。
And in the process, the husband and wife can enjoy their relationship.
然后在这个过程当中，先生跟太太也能够享受彼此的关系。
You know, lest it sounds like a whole bunch of rules and we cannot do this. That's not the case.
Yeah, 让我们要记住，这个不是有一大堆的规则我们来遵守。
There are always learning experiences. Talk to any husband and wife and they will tell you that.
对先生和太太说这是一辈子的功课。
But the strength and joy and peace that comes from a good marriage is a wonderful thing to experience.
但是力量喜乐和和平在一个婚姻当中的话是一个非常非常美好的事情。
It goes back to Genesis.
又回到
Jesus goes back to Genesis.
所以都回到创世纪。
Consider the amazing part of the first book of the Bible.
想一想这本书有多么的奇妙。
Every other god that exists is afar off.
别的那些都是很遥远的事情。
Or is a figment of somebody's imagination.
人也会创造一些假神，我们可以想象。
But this God we serve is anchored in history.
但是我们的神是有根有基的。
In the foreknowledge of God, it's anchored in history.
所以在历史上是有见证。
We know where we came from, we know where we're going.
我们知道我们是从哪里来的。我们也知道我们是往哪里去。
And that's why in this culture, especially now, it's so rejected.
所以现在的这个社会特别的是拒绝神。
But it's nonetheless true.
但是神的真理还是真实。
The first chapter of Genesis is your historical record. Day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
所以 创世纪的第一章就是我们的记录，神这世上的世界的开始。
The importance of life is shown by the fact that his final crowning effort is to create male and female.
所以呢，神是创造的最高的那个境界，就是最后他创造了男人和女人。
Having created everything else, his objective is those in his image.
当他创造了别的所有的一切之后，他的最重要的一个目标就是创造人，照他的形象来造人。
Then he changes the viewpoint.
然后呢，他就开始转换他的一个视角。
And he says, "Let me tell you how it was."
让我来告诉你，这应该是怎么样的。
And he writes and provides for the writer the information in chapter 2.
然后呢，他就在第二章给了更多的信息。
And speaks of Adam's creation. And Eve's creation.
就讲是如何创造了亚当，又如何创造了夏娃。
And the relationship between the two of them.
然后他们两人之间的关系。
Which is said at almost every wedding I've ever been at.
啊，在每一个婚礼里面，大家都要提到。
But it's not just principle.
但这不只是一个道理。
It's not just myth.
这也不是一个奥秘。
It happened exactly the way he says.
这就是一个事实，就是这样发生的。
So the power of his redemption is exhibited in how he intended most people to be.
所以呢，这就是他救赎的力量的彰显。
So the joy of God to see that work properly.
所以呢，神看到这个是非常非常的高兴。
Because it's a broken world.
因为这个世界是破碎的。
Because sin entered.
因为罪进入了我们这个世界。
It's not fully possible. Without Jesus Christ.
所以在这个世界没有基督是不可能的。
But the definition of the way it was at the beginning, which what Jesus says, at the beginning, it was not so.
但是在开始的时候不是这个样子。
So the only way to regain things is to go through the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus.
所以如果我们希望能够有一个起初的形象的话，我们就要回到基督这个根基里来。
Of course, Adam makes that famous statement. He says, "This is last is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." It's in verse 23.
所以亚当说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
Now you have to. You can't, unfortunately, at a marriage, you don't have time to explain this, but we've got time. I want you to remember something.
啊，他说，这些事情啊，我希望你们能记得一件事情。
When the Lord puts you to sleep, you sleep.
啊，神叫你睡觉，你就睡觉了。
So he took to Adam, and I don't know what he did, but he put that man asleep, really asleep.
他让那个亚当沉睡。
And then he did that miraculous thing which he describes.
啊，然后他就做了他那个奇妙的事情。
And brings the woman back to him.
然后把这个女人带到亚当的面前。
Now he's awake.
现在亚当醒了。
And he sees her coming.
看到女人来了。
She's not alone.
她不是一个人来
的。Because God brings her back.
因为是。
You must understand. God brings her back.
所以神把女人带到亚当的面前。
He says, and Adam says the first thing, not God.
Oh, yeah.神没有说话，亚当先开的口。
He sees her coming.
他看到他来了。
With the one who created her.
和创造主来了。
That's what it says.
他就说了这样的话。
He said, "Bone of my bones."
这是我骨中的骨。
Oh my.
啊。
Oh my.
哦。
Phelan's, I'll cheat and give you a little something from this afternoon if you'll be there.There was no comparison on the man's heart. No sin.
他说我剧透一点，这次我今天下午要跟你们再讲的更细一点了。
You've never seen anything like this.
人的心里还没有罪恶，你们没有见过这样。
But he recognized.
但是他认出来了。
And then God follows.
然后神就说话了。
Therefore, a man shall leave.
Uh-huh.
Do you see?
然后神说
There wasn't any mother or father at that point to leave.
然后
God defines marriage.
神说人要离开父母与妻子联合，所以婚姻是神定义。
If it's that special, believe me, it's good.
所以这是非常特别的，是非常非常好的。
And that's why Christ goes back to Genesis.
所以呢，基督呢总是从创世纪就开始了。
That's why marriage can't be a partnership.
所以呢，为什么婚姻不能是一个简单的契约关系？
It truly is a three-quartered affair if it's redeemed in whole.
所以是一个，如果是一个救赎的婚姻关系，必定是一个三角的一个关系。
And the man gives up everything for her.
一个男人要为了妻子要放弃一切。
And the woman really gives up everything for him.
女人也要放弃她自己的一切，为了她的先生。
And when the skirmishes and little things occur,
当那个硝烟开始漫步的时候，
it's because the heart has a bit of hardness in it.
因为我们的心就硬了。
But the Lord now knows how to deal with hardness.
但是神对硬心是有办
法的。If we submit to Him,
如果我们愿意降服在神的面前呢？
So marriages in your fellowship among you are really important.
所以你们中间的婚姻真的是非常重要的。
They're not the only relationships.
虽然这不是唯一的关系。
Brother, 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 sister, sister, sister are commanded to love one another, to love each other fervently.
所以教会里面的弟兄姐妹是应该彼此非常热情的彼此相爱的。
But then there's the covenant.
但是这个夫妻婚姻之约是
between a man and a woman
是非常特别的，一男一女的婚约。
And that's in a special class by itself.
这是一个非常非常特别的关系。
The previous commandments are still true.
所以其他的那个命令也都是正确的。
But taken to a level in covenant.
但是到这样约的这个水平呢？
That's meant to be fruitful.
这是一个要结果子的关系。
Enjoyable.
而且是一个非常喜乐。
A delight.
可喜的一个关系。
And God's pleased with it.
而且神看为好的。
So if you want to be married, that's okay.
所以你如果要结婚的话是可以的。
If you're single, enjoy your singleness while you're single.
所以你如果是单身的话，先享受你自己的单身。
And appreciate and pray for those that are married around you.
为周围那些已经结婚的人为他们祷告。
And if you desire to be married, you desire a good thing.
如果你希望能够结婚的话，这是一个很好的一个愿望。
Once married, let that cord that's strong be the strongest.
所以你如果结了婚的话，要让神这股绳子的话，把你的婚姻连接在一起。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.